good evening, ka-ching, and for the rapido spoiler, Jay Boulard, Cote d'Aron, Debat Royal, 13.5%. Morrison's local. Just wanted something quick, you know, for the weekend. And had Fort of Harvest Crest, Spa, $9.95. Morrison's local, $8.75. Don't use Spa, would be my recommendation there. I thought, can I get something that's a little bit classier? I'm not saying the Hardy's isn't good, but it doesn't exactly exclude class, does it? It's grab it quick, slug it slow, or the other way around, you know. So I thought, what about this sort of completely unknown Cote d'Aron? Completely unknown Cote d'Aron. There is a song in there. and let's see where it's going. So you know that the last review I did was the Cote d'Aron Village, $10.75. And here we are on the same shelves, but this one's $7.25. So is it worth knuckling down and having a bit of a doobie-doo? And it's a screw cap. So if you want a quick screw, this wine will do, is probably, you know, pretty much what I'm saying here. So I'm going for two glasses as ever, because you just can't tell. And so I've got my, you know, round bottom glass here. Loads of, almost like a connoisseur's sweet shop on the nose. Treacle toffees, you know, winter mix, that type of thing. Licorice, in fact. Beautiful. I'm not going to even start to tell you, right, because you're going to have to listen to the longer audio, because I've made a lot of effort with that one. It's probably the best I've ever done. And on the truncated glass, on the nose, I'm getting like bags full of really deep black cherry and black currant, which are just screaming cheesecake at me, you know, because they're needing a cheesecake to really top them off, as it were. Well, bottom them under, you know. Magnificent. I mean, I actually want to encourage you, if you haven't got time now, bookmark this, because I'm not just talking about one of the real finds of the century, okay? But I'm also going to give you some insights into what is about to take shape in Winezo House Effect Wines. And you need to seriously stay tuned, because when it comes to wine, cheap is better than expensive if you possibly can, definitely, right? But it's got to be good, right? It's got to impress your friends, your dinner guests, and so on. And even people earning £700 a day, day in, day out, do not have a clue which wines to buy. So they come to me for their recommendations. And I just think you should do too. Even if you're only earning £7 a day, it doesn't matter. Get yourself in the groove. Come on, love, move it, move. Something like that, you know. There's definitely a song in there, I think.